CliffCentral.com. We're going to talk a little bit about collectomania this morning. It's something that we've been doing for weeks now. It's so much fun. We've discovered people all over the depth and breadth of this country who collect fascinating things. And this morning, in honor of Mandela Day, which was yesterday, we're going to do a special segment for you this morning of collectomania. We're going to speak, first of all, to somebody who's no stranger to our show, and she's got her own show, and we want to find out how that's going too. Carolyn Stain, how are you?
I'm good, Gareth. How are you doing?
Excellent, excellent. It's nice to see you. I haven't seen you in ages, and we used to see,
I know. We used to see
a fair amount of each other, it's been horrible. When can I come and visit?
Well, you know, we've got a wonderful setup, Gareth. We've you've been to the garage, right?
Sure. Yeah, of course. You've got all those fancy.
And there's a glass wall.
Yes.
And so we've got a lounge set up on the one side of the glass with the cars, but we've sort of hidden the cars. It's really quite cozy.
Yeah.
And on this side, Doe and I can receive visitors. So you can come anytime you want.
And
it's like visiting someone in prison.
It is like prison, right?
It is. I haven't been out of this house for a very long time. In actual fact, I did not leave home for a year.
That's very disciplined of you, but you've also it's not as if you've just been sitting around. You've started your own new show recently. Tell us about that.
Okay, so let me, you know, it's very difficult talking like this. I'm on Hot.
Yes,
Hot 102.7 FM.
Right. And
it's very exciting. First of all, very sad that Classic isn't in its format as it was before, you know, with the presenters. But it's still available on DSTV audio channel 857.
Uh-huh.
But I'm very fortunate to still have the platform to play the music that I love. Light classics. Show tunes, wonderful movie scores. So I'm very, very, very fortunate. So every night from 7 till 10 on Hot 102.7 FM.
So you're doing it every night, huh? The show?
Every night. I've got Sundays off.
Good heavens. That's a lot of work. That's a serious, that's serious.
Well, you
business.
Know about it, right?
Oh, well done. That's very, very good. So, Carolyn.
Yeah, no, I'm very excited.
So, I don't know if you know what we do here on Collectomania, but we've been working with the guys at the South African Gold Coin Exchange and the Scoin Shop for a little while. And and Alan's been on before. Let me just welcome Alan Demby here quickly, because Alan is no stranger to us either. Hey, Alan, how are you?
Hi, Gareth. How are you keeping?
Good. Extremely well. We've had some amazing people on the show with all kinds of collections. And you started all of this, Alan, by telling us about how you started with the Scoin Shop and the SA Gold Coin Collection. But Carolyn, do you collect things before we get onto the blankets?
You know, Gareth, I was a big collector. I loved everything, jewelry. Alan will tell you. Hello, Alan.
Hi,
it's lovely. It's lovely.
Thinking?
I haven't seen you for years.
We have to finish that ping pong that we played at your house.
Gareth,
seeing that you didn't invite me back, I ended up buying a piece of art by Norman Catherine with a couple of ping pong players. So next time I play you, I'll bring the picture along.
There we go.
I'm sure we've got a lovely space on our wall for the Norman Catherine.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Gareth, I loved collecting jewelry. Art, Alan can tell you, I love my art.
Yeah.
But there's no space on our wall. So a lot of the stuff goes as gifts to friends, and I no longer am a jewelry collector. You know, what's the point, actually? So I like to say I collect friends.
Yeah, no, that's a good thing to collect. I'm happy with that explanation. Let's just talk about the amazing stuff you've been doing for 67 Blankets, which you started some time ago, and we've discussed this on the show a little bit before. You've always got wool on you. You're always busy crocheting and knitting, and you've got teams of people all over the country doing the same things. You've broken some extraordinary records, Carolyn. Boast a little bit to remind people who don't know.
Okay, we've got 4 Guinness World Records.
Amazing.
We're talking about 67 blankets for Nelson Mandela Day.
Mm-hmm.
In 2015, we broke the record for the biggest crochet blanket in the world. And I see you've got it up on your screen.
Yep.
Where for miles there were blankets, blankets for Africa, thousands of blankets made by our knitwits for Madiba. So that measured 3,377 square meters.
Wow.
And then we were beaten by India.
How dare
and then
they?
People said, you know, you can't beat India, you know, billions of people. We've only got millions. I said, but, you know, billions of people are not making blankets.
Yeah.
So then we got everybody involved, our children, our mothers, our fathers, our aunts, our uncles, prisoners all around the country. We had 84 prisons involved in creating blankets. So we did a blanket measuring over 17,000 square meters at Drakenstein Correctional Center in the Western Cape.
Phenomenal.
The wind was blowing. The rain was coming down. But you know what? We are South Africans. We rolled up our sleeves and we did it. We beat India in what we call the Wool Cup.
Brilliant.
So that was very exciting. And then again, the largest knitted blanket in the world, the longest scarf in the world. That was at the Mandela Capture Site in Howick, which measured. I said, we're going to make a scarf measuring 27 kilometers. The record was held by India at 14 kilometers.
Mm-hmm.
The Mandela spent 27 years behind bars. We're going to make a kilometer per year that he spent behind bars. So, you know, 2 weeks before this big event, which was in 2018, we had just completed that large Mandela masterpiece at Zondervotte Correctional Center, which was just magnificent.
That's, the portrait, right?
Visual satellite. Yeah, satellite visuals. Yes, Alan Demby bought that.
It's amazing.
For 67,000 rands. Thank you, Alan.
Yeah. So, Alan, I mean, this is amazing.
And
this
commission.
You guys, but so, you
Gareth, let me just finish my story.
Mm-hmm.
So we made a measuring 27 kilometers. 2 weeks before the event, we had 4 kilometers of scarf. On the day, we made a scarf that measured over 29 kilometers. Go figure how long that is.
Phenomenal. I mean, you could probably see that from space.
Yes, you can.
So, Alan, you guys have been involved here, and I mean, you've been supporting Carolyn, but what exactly is your involvement in 67 Blankets, and how have you guys become involved with what Carolyn's been doing?
Well, Gareth, we've been promoting the Mandela medallions for the last 20-odd years.
Mm-hmm.
And along the way, we've just been exposed to some of these projects. A couple of years ago, as an example, I was driving home in my car, and I heard that Kirsten Bosch would no longer be able to go to the Chelsea Flower Show because they didn't have sufficient funds.
Yeah.
So the next day I got on the phone, I spoke to the guys, and the next day I flew down to Kirsten Bosch, and we agreed a 3-year sponsorship. And the next thing I knew, I went to the Chelsea Flower Show with a team from South Africa. And the guys won a gold medallion. It looked very much like the blanket that we've got because they made a picture of Mandela made of rocks and proteas and so on and so
Phenomenal.
Forth.
Phenomenal.
And that was by pure chance that it all came about. And then by pure chance again, someone asked me if I'd like to meet the Queen. And, of course, I then handed over to her a Mandela medallion, and that's in her coin collection. In fact, she's one of the biggest coin and stamp collectors in the world. So it just happened by chance. And
There's the picture of you with the Queen, and there's the Mandela, a portrait that they made out of rocks and things in the background at the Royal Flower Show, Chelsea. That's incredible. What a moment.
Yeah. Sorry?
That's a pretty incredible moment to have had.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. My friend, the friend of mine who was the PR guy who set it up for me says, "So what did she do with the coin?" I said, "Like, what do you think she did with the coin?" She put it in her bag.
Now, we've always wondered what's in that bag, so now we know it's one of your coins.
Yeah.
So, Carolyn,
we had a nice chat. I told her about all the flora and fauna on Table Mountain. I was really winging it, but it was really a real experience. That
fantastic.
Was like, really wonderful. And from collecting coins, going to Kirstenbosch, landing up at the Chelsea Flower Show.
It's a lovely story.
And meeting the Queen. So I think these things are all what serendipitous. And then I heard, of course, about the 67 blankets.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting to 67, so I thought I might as well see what I can do to commemorate that day. And I phoned Carolyn up, and she wouldn't see me. And I persisted, and in the end, we met in Hyde Park.
Yeah,
I'd never been to Hyde Park before. And we got in very well, and I think you came with your sister, and we were having a real good time and speaking and talking all about music and rock.
Yeah.
The only difference is I like rock music, and Carolyn likes classical music.
Right.
I know that was a question that has been posed to me, and in my answer I said there, definitely not. So I definitely don't like
the classical,
classical
stuff.
Music, but we got on pretty well, and we worked on a project, and if I'm not mistaken, together with the Mint of Norway, 67 blankets, the Mint made a coin, a medallion,
mm-hmm.
in the Nelson Mandela series, with 67 and a quote from him.
Brilliant.
I'm sorry I don't have one to show you, but they all sold out.
Well, that's great news. No, I don't have a problem with that. That's the best kind of news. So, Carolyn, I mean, things are still steaming ahead. It's not as if you've stopped just because you've broken all these records. I see your that cardigan or jersey that you're wearing. That's also a 67 blankets thing, right? There we are.
Yeah,
look at that.
Isn't it lovely?
It's great. I saw you had them.
I'm wearing my blanket.
It's magic. And you obviously, if these blankets don't just get thrown away once they've been made, they get sent to places where they're really needed. And you know, in a time like this where it's so cold, and everybody's thinking about winter, you've probably saved a couple of lives. Not too much to say.
Well, I think we've made a little bit of a difference. You know, obviously, you know, people need more than a blanket, but at least a blanket is something.
Sure.
We just done some magnificent project. Our Booker, the biggest Booker blanket in the world at Stain City School recently,
mm-hmm.
Where we created blankets, thousands in green and gold. And so those blankets have been distributed mostly. I saw that yesterday on Mandela Day, our Cape Town ambassador, Sandy King, went out and distributed quite a number of blankets to a community in the Cape. And so, you know, I always say that 67 blankets does not sleep. And you know we don't, because, you know, if I take a rest, there are many other people that are out there doing the work, not just in South Africa, but, you know, in the United States, in England, throughout Africa, through our work with Absa Bank. It's just quite extraordinary that, a simple idea, a ball of wool,
yeah.
and a crochet hook can snowball into what many people are calling a movement for good, a movement for change in our world. So I'm very, very, very proud of it. You know, I think it's
Should
become
be.
My calling. You know, I used to, you know, tread the boards from stage to stage and try and get acting gigs on television and film. And now I'm the blanket lady, and I'm very proud of it.
Well, you should be. It's terrific work. So, Alan and Carolyn, thank you both so much for joining us for the special edition of Mandela Day Collectomania. And we will see you both soon, I'm sure.
Thank you.
We love you. We love you, Gareth. Thank you so much for this blanket coverage.
Very good. All right. Alan, be good. We'll check in with you again soon, and we'll have more interesting and exciting collectomania on the way for you in not too long a time. In fact, we'll have it next week, Monday. And if you have a collection, if you collect anything really interesting, you can tell us about that. We've had unbelievably cool people on in the last while of, people who collect everything from dolls to jewelry to coins to swords to guns to tequilas, whatever it is that you're interested in, as someone who collects it, let us know. Gareth at cliffcentral.com. Very, very good. So big thank you to Alan Demby, Rael's son, and then also to Carolyn Stain, who this morning is continuing to do the great work that she has been doing for years now with 67 blankets for Mandela Day and making an enormous difference at the same time. Isn't that cool?
Very cool. And right. Just a lot of energy and positivity. They look like two people who are fulfilling or leading a full life rather and doing what they love. So it's really nice to see. CliffCentral.com.